Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Hurst. Dramatic testimony at the January 6th committee hearing yesterday from a former aide to then-President Trump and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Cassidy Hutchinson, who told the committee of Trump's anger on the day of the insurrection. NPR's Scott Detrow has more.
Hutchinson was a close senior aide to the White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and among many other things, she testified that former President Trump knew the protesters were armed when the president called on them to march to the Capitol. She said that Trump was so insistent on going to the Capitol himself on January 6th that he grabbed the wheel of the presidential limousine and a Secret Service agent told him to let go and that they were taking him back to the White House.
NPR Scott Detrow. Trump responded to Hutchinson's testimony, calling it a fake story. Vice President Kamala Harris says people who are disappointed with the Supreme Court's decision to reverse abortion rights need to channel that frustration into political action. Her comments came in an interview with NPR's Asma Khalid.
In response to a question about the frustration among Democratic activists who want to see more action and urgency from the White House, the vice president spoke about the need to stand together.
There is no daylight among us who understand the seriousness of this moment and the real consequence to millions of women and those who love them around our country. Now the question becomes, what can we do?
Harris repeatedly emphasized the need for Democrats to win the midterms. She declined to engage on the idea of term limits for Supreme Court justices and noted that President Biden has been clear he does not favor expanding the court. Asma Khalid, NPR News, the White House.
Voters in several states went to the polls yesterday, including in Colorado, where unofficial results show Trump-backed Congresswoman Lauren Boebert handily defeating her more moderate Republican challenger in the primary. Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sigg has more.
Boebert was facing Don Corum, a state senator who was championed by many Democrats and left-leaning groups. Not long after polls closed, Boebert's race was called in her favor, and she thanked her supporters.
I promise you that I will continue to fight for you. I will continue to preserve your freedoms, to secure your rights, to be your voice in Washington, D.C.
Boebert continually praised former President Trump and even got a call from him, which he played over speakerphone for the crowd. For NPR News, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction, Colorado.
World financial markets, Asian markets lower by the close. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, down nearly 1%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong down 1.8%. You're listening to NPR News. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte leaves office this week, handing off to Ferdinand Marcos Jr., who will take the oath tomorrow to become the 17th president of the republic. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports, in the last days of his term, Duterte renewed his assault on the media, shutting down a number of independent news sites.
Rodrigo Duterte leaves the presidency the way he arrived, sowing controversies that critics say mark him as an autocrat. Maria Ressa, the Nobel Award-winning journalist and founder of the online news outlet Rappler, announced Tuesday that the Philippine Securities and Exchange Commission has ordered her organization closed. Rappler aggressively investigated Duterte's bloody drug war and was dogged with charges of tax evasion and cyber libel. The SEC said it merely affirmed an earlier decision that found fault with Rappler's financing. Ressa told a media conference in Hawaii that Rappler would appeal. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.
European Union countries reached a deal to eliminate carbon emissions from new cars by 2035. The 27 EU member countries agreed on draft legislation aimed at slashing EU greenhouse gases by at least 55% by 2030, rather than by a previously agreed to 40%. It also includes the creation of a social climate fund to help vulnerable households cope with the planned clean energy revamp. The deal paves the way for negotiations with the EU Parliament to start before the agreement can become law. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.